Now we would like to do a little holiday story for you. And it goes something like this.
Neil is a normal guy. He lives with his wife in a stucco house on a quiet street in Encino. He works as a caption writer for a greeting card company. You're not getting older, you're getting better. That's his. Way back last February, when he was in a good mood, he thought up a bunch of sarcastic captions that have made his boss's company, Gleason's Greetings, a howling success. But Neil's been having a tough time lately. November and December are the months when he's responsible for new bridal, graduation, and sympathy captions. And he just can't get into it. Christmas is everywhere, and the Christmas season really depresses Neil. It was the evening of December 23rd. Neil and his next-door neighbor, Dante, were driving to the company party when they got stuck in traffic on the Ventura Freeway. They darted off at an exit and crawled along the surface streets of the neighborhoods of L.A. With every turn, they saw a mighty montage of seasonal tackiness.
Two, three, four.
Santa's helpers in the mall, new graffiti on the wall, we're victimized by urban sprawl. It's Christmas in L.A. See the mansions of the stars, valet elves are parking cars, reindeer strippers in the bars. It's Christmas in L.A. I dream of trees and ornaments and the crackling yule log. The lights are twinkling cause they're shining through a killer smog. Those who can have hit the slopes, after all this party gropes, leaving us with only hopes. It's Christmas in L.A. Silicone with extra bounce, buy a pound and get an ounce. It's Christmas in L.A. When I fly down from San Francisco, I hear music in the air. A million car alarms are caroling, no one seems to care. Take this with a grain of salt. They've unfrozen Uncle Walt. Don't know if it's Goofy's fault. It's Christmas in L.A. Cell phone, styrofoam, and plastic trees.